Well, Father, he's dead and gone. He was King, they call him Kingfisher County at one time there. Whatever he said went. Nobody else could say or do anything. He had control of the Board of Supervisors, and for some reason or other, the voters, you know. I never did vote for him. I did. I voted when he run. He run for Board of Supervisors. He was a young boy. I mean, he run for a clerk, and the fellow, he had been sheriff twice and was second clerk, and then the assessor died, and he run for that, and he was elected. And then when it come time to run for regular election, he run against beat him. Well, he done Van a favor, really, because Van was out for about a year, and then he went to work for some a boarding house in Alabama there.
Yeah.
And the first year he worked there, I saw him after that. He told me he had flat $6,000 cash and money, and beside he bought him $2,000-$3,000 worth of utensils. Mm-hmm. And when he run out, he served there all the time. He served as a politician there. He was always in debt. And when he died, he owned a lot of property over there. He worked there 5 or 6 years, and he retired and lived several years before. After that, he had money, and got elected. Come to me, wanted to know if I was gonna vote for him. I said, Red, I stayed a year with your mom and daddy. Went to school 1 year. They treated me like one of the family. I stayed at 1 year, and they treated me. Went to school. And I says, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to vote for you. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to vote for Van. And I was in the race for Board of Supervisors. And he said, well, that's all I'm going to know. If I'm going to get elected the first time, if you're in the second, you don't help me, I'm going to work on you. So I said, I don't care what you do, but I'm not going to tell you. But I did vote for him. And I never did tell nobody. But I figured I'd done Van a favor when I did, because if he'd stayed in there, he'd done like Red. He'd died a pauper.
Yeah.
And so a few years after that, I went back down there. I was trustee. Being the one, the agriculture man, he needed some money. We need somebody to buy some tool there. They were training boys there for different things. Went down to see he told me, he said, you have nerve to come in and ask me to help you when you didn't help me? I said, well, Red, let me tell you one thing. I never did tell this to nobody, but I said, if I voted for you one time, but if God will forgive me for it, I'll never do it again. He said, I'm not worried about what you can do against me. I said, well, I'll always have the pleasure of fighting you, whether I win or not. But when I went to work for Red, for Fifth Johnson, running the Seacoast Echo there.
Yeah.
And I gave him the job to print the receipt book for 4 years. And all that time, Red wanted me to give it to somebody else. Uh-huh. I've had people, and Red had come there and be sealed this, sealed that. People says, man, you wait on Red like that after all he done you? I said, wait a minute. I said, just because you're going to stick your finger in the fire, no reason why I'm going to do it. And when he died, I had some tax receipt made. He come there about a week before he died, or maybe 2 weeks. And he asked me if he'd come in there one night, if I'd make his tax receipt, or stay out tonight and make it with him. I said, yes. Because he said he had sold some property, and he said only by going on the record he could tell how to make a receipt. He wanted to make it in this fellow's name so he could collect one, you know?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I'll do it. He come there, and we got to. And after he made it, he said, you mind signing them things, put them in their vault, and hold them till I get the money? And he took the amount, you know.